Right, so the topic for today is the definition of tefillah, tefillas adam, and the claim I'd like to try to prove is that tefillah is really essentially rechitza. If you look in Torah Shavachsav, especially in Vayikra, the way the Torah describes tefillah, adam, is with the verb rechitza. It doesn't say v'tavla, it says v'rachat. So the question is, why in Chazal do we have the word tefillah, and in the Torah we have the word rechitza? So you could say that it's just a question of lishna, the Mikra versus Lishna de Chachamim. The Gemara says in a few places that sometimes certain words were changed by Chachamim and they use a different word to describe the same thing. So for example, in Lashem Tara, the Truma that's taken off from dough is called Truma, and in Lashem Chachamim is called Chala. And there's actually a machlokes, Mechaber Amah, what bracha should you make? Should you say Lahafish Truma or Lahafish Chala? Right? The Gra there in Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeh says, we shouldn't say lahafrish chal. We should say lahafrish truma, because we always follow lishna dekra, not lishna dechacham. So you could say the same thing here. There's lishna; it really means the same thing. There's no significance to it. Rachatz v'tavel; it's the same thing. At the same time, even if that's true, I think there's something to be learned from the fact that the Torah described tefillah as rechitza. Why was it that the Torah described tefillah as rechitza? So it's possible to suggest, and I'll try to prove this, that really tefillah is rechitza. I want to discuss some of the various areas in halacha where you might see this this phenomena. Arayas for this yisod. The first issue is tefillah b'davar yavish. Can you be tovel in a davar yavish? So the Gemara in Zvachim Chaf Beis Amud Aleph assumes that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel that holds you can be tovel in a davar shabriyasim in a mayim. So you have these echbushin, you have these different fish or bugs, whatever they are, they're b'riyasim and amayim, you can be tovel in those things. And that's what the Rambam passes to Allah and Hilchos Mikvaos, Ches Yud Aleph. That you can be tovel in Yachbush. Yeah. And yet, the Mishnah in Mikvaos, I wouldn't try it, but the Mishnah in Mikvaos, in Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin, brings a machlokas, Rabban and Rashbag, whether or not by Chibur Mikvaos, if you have two Mikvaos, you want to connect them, so you have a Shofar, so no, that's connecting them. Let's say you have something blocking that. So if it's too big, it's going to stop the Mai, the Shir, won't connect the Mikvaos. So let's say you have one of these Dvarim, Briyasim and Amayim, in the hole. So there's a machlokas, whether or not that's Mimai, the Shir Nekev, to stop the Chibur Mikvaos. And the assumption is that the halachas like Rabbanan, and that's the Psak Rambam, Hilchos Mikvaos, Perek Ches, the same Perek, Halacha Vav, Ches Vav. Passing like Rabbanan, that Yachbushim are Mimai to Shir Nekev by Chibur Mikvaos. So the question is, Yachari Vestira, you know, are these Dvarim Shebriyasim in Amayim like water, that you can tovel in them, like the Gvarim Zvachim? It's like water, they show Mimai to Shir Nekev between the Chibur of both Mikvaos. So there are different answers to this question. The Brisk Rav and the Mishnah Rishona make a chilek between whether or not they have a din mayim or they're mayim mamash. He said, look, I have a tefillah, so they have a din mayim, so you can be tovel in them. But for chibur mikvos, apparently there's a higher standard. It's not enough to have a din mayim, you have to have mayim mamash. Okay. Chazanish has a different way of resolving the stira. Chazanish writes in Yoredeya, Simen Tzadi Dalid, Os Aleph, that there's a okimta that you have to impose on the Gemara. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. You have to say that the Gemara in Zvachim, when it says you can be tovel, it's only if they're chopped up, they're mirusakin. Only when these Yachbushim and Murusakin, so they have a din mayim and can be tovel. And that's why the Mishnah in Mikvos assumes that we pass on like Rabbanan, that there's no Chibur Mikvos, because in that case, the Yachbush wasn't Murusak, but rather it was a whole Yachbush who was just sitting there, and it's Taka Mafsik, the Chibur between the two Mikvos. So his Lashon is very interesting. He said, the Chazanish writes like this, Hadavar Mukhrach, that you have to, can only be tovel if these Yachbushim are Murusakin, if they're cut up. Shatora kara tefillah rechitza. The Torah you call tefillah rechitza, says the Chazanish. So it has to be that it's a liquid. It has to be it's cut up. At least, you know, mamash not, maybe it's not mamash liquid, but it's cut up into small pieces. It can't be a whole entity. Chaynanu v'gemara linin litzpul b'yom ha'kippurim, yishub isra rechitza. So the Gemara says, that the whole shayla, can you go into the mikvah on Yom Kippur, it's isra rechitza. Says the Chazanish, if tefillah could be done in a davar yavesh, right, so what do you have to have a whole discussion of tefillah and Yom Kippur? Just go into a mikvah made out of these yachbushim. And similarly, v'chein v'haya kasuv shem al besaro. Dana b'gemara imutu lalitpul. A person has shem Hashem written on his arm, so he goes to the mikvah, he's going to violate the isra of losasim. You'll erase the shem Hashem. So whole discussion, how should you go to the mikvah? It's not a problem. Just go to a mikvah, one of those special mikvahs, you know, with the davar yavesh in them, you know, yachbushim. You can't have tefillah v'davar yavish. That's what the Chazon Ish says. So the rayas he brings are pretty weak. You know, for the fact that Gemara is a shaila whether you could go to the mikveh Yom Kippur or not, that doesn't mean that you can't go to a mikveh to davar yavish. It just means that most people don't have mikvahs made out of yachbushi. Most people's mikvahs are water. So the Gemara is a shaila. Similarly, can a person with a shame go to the mikveh, a regular mikveh? So it's fair to assume that the Gemara discussed that question because that's the regular case. It doesn't mean a person can't go to the mikveh with a. It doesn't mean that there's no such thing as tefillah with davar yavish. So the rayas lechora are pretty weak. And the first rayah that he says, shadavar muchrach shatorah karal tefillah rechitza, I think it's very telling. He's assuming, the chassidish is assuming that we could take the pasha pshat of the pasuk, says verachas, and that proves it has to be bedavar lach. You can't have tefillah bedavar yavish. That's the yasod of the chazanish. Similarly, there's a machlokas rishonim whether or not you can go to the mikveh in snow, right? In shalak she'enu mefushar. The Mordechai in Shabbos, Shin Lamed Beis, quotes a discussion about this. If you look at the Shach in Yoredei, in Reish Aleph, Sifkat and Ayin Aleph, he says it has to be Merusuk. He assumes it has to be Merusuk. So again, it might be telling the same issue. The Chazanish might claim that it's impossible to go into the mikvah if it's a davar yavesh, or if it's like snow solid. You can't be tovel in a solid, because a solid isn't Rechitza. Now, not everybody agrees to this. Saw that brought down the name of the Rav in the Hari Kedem in the Chelek Aleph Simin Nun discussing Tefillah and Yom Kippurim, and he claims that the Rambam assumes even Rechitza She'ena Shel Tanug is Asur Yom Kippurim. So then he has a problem. If Rechitza She'ena Shel Tanug is Asur Yom Kippurim, why is it mutter to go to the mikvah Yom Kippurim? Kol Chai B'Tefillos Tovlin Kedarkan. So he writes like this in the name of the Rav. V'anira the Yisara Heter Chai B'Tefillos Yishum to Tefillah Lav Hayne Rechitza. That's a chalos shem tefillah, mafkiya shem rechitza. Tefillah is one thing and rechitza is another thing. So that's what the Rav is saying here. You know, it's a totally different understanding. The claim that I'd like to make and try to prove is that tefillah is rechitza, and the bedafka, the Torah Shem Chassav, wrote it as such, rechitza. And there are not many afkaminas. The first afkamina is this issue of tefillah davar yavesh. The Chazanish says you can't have tefillah davar yavesh because tefillah is rechitza. I think there are another of other afkaminas that we can bring to this yisah. Afkamina number two. What about tefillas kol gufo ka'achas? Right, we know that you have to immerse your entire body in the mikveh once. How do we know that? So the Sifra in Parshas Emor, Parshas Adalid, Perek Dalid, Ozayin writes the following: Kim rochatz besaro, yachol yamarchitz ever. Maybe you can wash your, put your hand in the mikveh, then put your toe in the mikveh, etc. Tamulomar uva shemesh v'taher, ma'bias shimsha kulan ka'achas, af b'mayim kulan ka'achas. Since the pasuk says uva shemesh v'taher, just like the sun sets at once, so too your immersion in the body of water has to be all at once. So the Havamina L'chara is assuming that it's rechitza. Yachal yamarchitz ever ever. It's rechitza. It's like taking a bath. You wash your hand. You wash your. Especially take a bath on yontif, right? Ever. The maskana is no. You have to do it all at once. So does the maskana reject the Havamina or not? You can learn the maskana in one of two ways. You can say the maskana is that it's not rechitza at all. It's tefillah. It's a mamish, a new chalos. It's a different halacha. Or you can say, no, the maskana is it's rechitza. It's just rechitza ka'achas. If you look at the gra there, the gra writes the following: Ma'bia shimsho kula ka'achas, just like the sun sets at once. Perush kfar kula nishka afhacha kain b'shas shemarchitz achron kfar kula b'mayim. Meaning the gra, I think, is holding on to the idea of rechitza l'maskana. He's saying, again, Afhacha came b'shasha marchitz achron. When you wash your last bit of your body, kvar kula v'mayim, your whole body is being has been washed. It's all at once. So, according to the Gra, you can say that the maskana of the sifra holds on to the havmina, and we're talking about rechitza. And it's fascinating that there's a day in Rishonim that really rejected the need for tefillas called gufa ka'achas in a mayan. The sefer Yashar Rabbeinu Tam in the chelak of the Shutim in Simin Mem Zayin Mem Ches. Quotes a correspondence between Rabbeinu Meshulam and Rabbeinu Tam about this issue. Rabbeinu Meshulam claimed that because the pasuk says "Virachatz kol besara" by Balkari, that's why you need tefillas kol gufa, kol besara. By Zav, it doesn't say that; it just says "Virachatz besara." Claims Rabbeinu Meshulam, it's meduik in the pasukim that the din of mayon, the din of tefillas zav mayon, doesn't require kol gufa ka'achas. Amazing chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam rejects it. he rejects the halacha, and he also is very, very strong against the whole idea of learning the halacha from the pasukim. It's like Ben Rishulz makes a dig in the pasuk, right? Just like the, think for a second, the Chazanish made a dig in the pasuk. Chazanish said, Virachat, it says Virachat, so you can't have tefillah b'davar yavish. That's what the Chazanish said. So Rabbi Tav basically goes ballistic on Ben Rishulz. He says, how are you talking? How can you learn from the pasuk? Kol b'sar, not kol b'sar, you need tefillah k'achas. So, I mean, there are different approaches to this in general. So you learn things from Pashas of Sukkim. Rabbi Tam seems to be rejecting it. Rabbi Meshulam seems to be assuming that you can make a deal from Pashas of Pasuk. In any case, that's just a side point. But the Ikar Nakuda is that you have here a understanding of Tefillah Kol Gufus Ka'achas, which I'm claiming, according to the Sifra, even the Maskana assumes it's thinner Rechitza. And so much so that Rabbi Meshulam holds that Taka Bayamayan, you can be Roket Ever Ever. And really, it's not a problem, and that's enough to be considered "quote unquote" tefillah, because really, we're all talking about a rechitza. So, side point: the Rambam in Yisuri Bia, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezayin, writes the following: Eina Isha Olam Itumasa V'Yotze Mide Erva Asha Titbo V'Mei Mikva Kasher, etc. Avalim Rochta V'Mercha Tzafilu Nafla La Kol Meimos Shaba Olam Harihi Achar Rechitza Kamosha Haisa Kadam Harechitza Pekaris. The Ram has it feels a need to reject the possibility of a woman to go to a regular bathhouse. He has to tell you should know she can't go to a merchat. Why does the Ram have to tell you she can't go to a merchat? Right. So maybe because you might say, well, because of course it's tefillah, it's not rechitza. Or you could say no, because fundamentally tefillah is rechitza. Fundamentally tefillah really is rechitza. If you look at the Ram in the beginning of Hilchos Mikvos. He also seems to be aware of the fact that the Tershav Ksav and Tershav Peh are using different lashonos, and he tries to explain how a person would come from Tershav Peh to Tershav Ksav, and understand, you know, Tershav Peh. Right? The Rav said famously that the reason the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam tells you the whole story, is because he assumed you learned Tanakh, and then, like he writes in Zakdama, you can right away understand his Sefer. Now, if you learn Tanakh, you don't know anything about Chanukah. So the Rav claimed that you have to tell the history because someone who learns Tanakh doesn't know anything about Hanukkah, so that's why he has to tell the history. So similarly, I think what's going on here at the beginning of Hilchos Mikvos, the Rambam is aware of this difference between Rechitza and Tefillah, the terminology. You learn Tanakh, you don't know what Tefillah is, right? At least Vayikra. Tefillah does come up in Navi, but you learn Vayikra, it doesn't sound like we know anything about Tefillah. Rambam, very first halachas of Hilchos Mikvos, writes, meaning he has to tell you this. So I think part of it's why is he telling you this? Maybe because on a certain level, tefillah is rechitza. Fine. So we have two nafkaminas. First nafkamina is tefillah of davar yavish, chazanish says it doesn't work. Second nafkamina is tefillah kol gufa ka'achas. Is this requirement of tefillah kol gufa ka'achas rejecting rechitza, or maybe not according to the maskana zifra? And is there even such a requirement? Maybe there's no need for tefillahs kol gufa ka'achas in a mayan like Rabbeinu Meshulam against Rabbeinu Tam. Third nafkamina is the question of kavana by tefillah, right? Do you have to have kavana that you're being tovel, or is it enough to just be tovel in a mikvah? So if you look in the Gemara Chulin Lamed Aleph, the Gemara brings a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rav. Right, the case is nida shenansa v'tavla. A woman falls off a bridge. So the Gemara says tahora lebesa. According to Rav, she's mutter for lebesa for her husband. According to Rabbi Yochanan, ain't a tahora lebesa. She can't be with her husband. She's not tahora, even though she went. She's technically immersed into the river, but she's not halachically tahora. And the Gemara then continues to say this is really machlokes tanaim. That Rav Yochanan, who holds that she's not tahora, learns like Rav Yochanan ben Yosef, who learns from Nigi Batim and Kibbutz B'das. We'll get to that in a second. And Rav can learn like either Rav Nosson or Rabbanan by Shechita. What's the connection between Shechita and Tefillah? So the Gemara there has a fascinating case. Let's say a person takes a knife and throws it at the wall. And miraculously, a bird flies by, and none of the and it shechs the bird is shecht, so you have koch kavra, right? No problem, koch kavra. And apparently none of the five psule shechita were violated in this miraculous event. So the question is: is this bird kosher? Is it a shechita or is it a nevela? So Rabbanan hold that taka. We'll start with Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson holds this animal is kosher. This bird is kosher. So all you need is all you need is kol kavra. It's totally kosher. Similarly, Reb Nosson says if a woman fell off a bridge, she's tahara. Just like if you throw the knife into the wall and it shacks, you're tahara. So if you fall off a bridge, you're tahara. But Rabbanan say that no. If a person throws a knife into to the wall, that's not even kavana l'chaticha. That's not good enough. If a person was a butcher, let's say a butcher tried to chop a piece of meat and he shechted, then that would be good enough. Then you have kavana at least for chaticha. In the case of the first case, if you're throwing it into the wall, you don't need kavana l'chaticha. There's three levels. There's no kavana at all. You're just throwing something into the wall. Rav Nosson says that it's good. Rabbanan say, no, you need kavana l'chaticha. You have to have kavana to cut. You don't have to kavana to shecht. You have to have kavana to cut. And the other day, I would say, no, you need kavana mamish for shechit. So basically, what emerges is that Rav who holds that a woman who fell off a bridge is tahora can hold either like Rav Nosson or like Rabbanan. Right? The question is, how did she fall off the bridge? Did she just fall off the bridge out of the blue? Like Rav Nosson, or did she have kavana, let's say, to go swimming, and then she just fell in totally, and she went into the mikveh, she totally immersed herself. So basically, if you look at Rashi when he's explaining Shitas Rav Nosson, he says Rav Nosson holds lo ba'inu kavana afilu lechaticha the kavasa hacha kamar Rav alibesh nafla menegesher shalai iskavna afilu lirchot. Meaning, if you're writing one of those standardized exams, right, where the GREs or the SATs, right, they have A's to B. So basically, what comes out from the Gemara is that Chaticha is to shechita, like ruchitza is to tefila. Meaning, Rabbanan hold, you need at least kavanas chaticha, and similarly, at least kavanas ruchitza, and then it works. Right? You need somewhat kavanah. So basically, what does that mean? That if I say that shechita, that chaticha is to shechita, what ruchitza is to tefila, that means the definition of tefila is ruchitza. And that's what Rabbanan holds. Rabbanan holds, you need kavana l'irchatz. If you have kavana l'irchatz, then tefillah works. Rav Nosson holds, no, you don't even need kavana l'irchatz. You don't even need kavana l'irchatz. Anything's good. So it's only b'diyah. Right, l'chatz only b'diyah. I mean, we'll see in a second. The Ram holds l'chatzchil, you have to have kavana. But I don't know.
In this case, it's only l'chatzchil. The comparison might be working on the other level.
I mean, the animal is kasher l'chatchila. Can a person throw a knife l'chatchila at the wall, hoping a bird will fly by and it won't have any psilei shechita? Maybe. Can a woman l'chatchila fall off a bridge? I mean, it's hard to fall off a bridge l'chatchila. Most people, don't do that. Can I push my wife off the bridge? I don't know.
Can someone else push her?
You don't want to push her, right? Okay. Pardon? Okay, that's kavana because of the person pushing is l'chatchila. Okay. I don't know if it makes such a difference. I'm not. It's hard to have a tzior. You're trying to say that because it's b'diavad, therefore it's not a perfect parallel. Okay, on a base level, we're saying kavana lirchot is kavana lisbol. So that, for me, that's significant because we're saying that tefillah is rechitza. You're saying only on a b'diavad level, but it's still, I think, significant. The lesson of Rashi is Rashi like this: that Rabbanan Rabbanan bo mi a kavana lechatichicha. The kavasav etzvila machshir rav alibayu kshiyard lahakir she niskavna lerchitza v'lo litzpo. She's kavana lerchitza, and that's enough for tefila. So the base definition of tefila is rechitza.
What I'm not exactly sure what the options are. Like the one kavana is to have kavana for rechitza, meaning what?
Just to take a shower to bathe.
Just to wash. As, and the other ones to do the mitzvah.
Yeah. So the halach is that even if you have kavanah for the rabbanon, even if kavanah just to bathe, maybe even part of your body, quite rationally, even part of your body, that's enough to be kavanah, quote unquote, l'chaticha by shechita, and that would be enough here too. You'd be tahora. Okay, so I think it's significant. The base level of tefillah is rechitza. Now, Rabbi Yonasan holds it that you're not Yotzei, you're not Tahora if you just fell off the bridge. You need Kavana L'Shem Tefillah. He learns it from Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, who holds you need Kavana L'Rechitza. The Gemara says, V'tani Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, Omer v'chubas, Matan Omer Sheinist, Magish Tichbosis Shnia, Tichbosis Shishona, Matichbosis Shishona L'das, Af Tichbosis Shnia L'das. So the Dine of Tzaraas, you have to wash the Beged L'das. So it's interesting that he's learning from Rechitza, right. He's learning from a hekesh by Nigei Bat Begadim, which essentially talks about getting rid of the nega, to tefillah Tefillas Adam L'tayer. So I think that's also interesting that you're it's similar to Rechitzu. Essentially, you're cleaning the bag, you're cleaning the person, right? So I think you might even say this for Yonason. Now, the Ramban in the Sugya, that's an interesting question. He wants to know what the relationship between this Sugya and the Sugya of Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavan. Right, you know, in general, there's Machlokas, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavan, Mitzvah and Tzrichas Kavan. So, some Rishonim thought that it's the same thing. For example, the Orzarua, quoted in the Hagos Oshri in Rosh Hashanah in Perek Gimel, Simen Yud Aleph, brings a raya that mitzvahs ain't on Tzrichas Kavana for the fact that it passes like Rav. Just like Nida Shetavla, Nensa Vetavla is the Torah, so to mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana. Some Rishonim thought there was a parallel between these sugyas. The Ramban says there's no such parallel in both directions. He says, on one hand, you could say, according to the first day in the Ramban, that really mitzvah is Tzrichas Kavana, and even though mitzvah is Tzrichas Kavana, still, she fell off the bridge, she's Tahora. His lashon is, here, by mikvah, b'maisa talinu rachmana, it's avidla, she fell in the mikvah. So even though mitzvah is Tzrichas Kavana, here she's Tahora. So I think, again, that would fit well with the idea that tefillah is rechitza. In the end of the day, she got washed, as it were, she fell in the mikvah, so even though mitzvah is Tzrichas Kavana, here, you don't need it. And according to the second day, the opposite is true. He wants to say that maybe Rav Yochanan, who here requires kavana, maybe he holds mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. General mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, but by mikvah you need kavana. So again, why would you need kavana by mikvah? So it's possible to say that precisely because it's a regular action of rechitza, you need kavana to distinguish it. How do I know if I'm just taking a bath or if I'm becoming tahora? So you need kavana to distinguish it from regular rechitza, but precisely because tefillah is rechitza, kavana is necessary to make that distinction. Similarly,
other mitzvahs. If it's like mitzvahs shechos kavana, what's the difference between other mitzvahs and tefillah? You're saying tefillah is more mitzvah.
You might say tefillah is just essentially rechitza. So therefore, that was the first thing in the Ramban. Tefillah is rechitza. So therefore, even if you generally require kavana here, the reality is mitzvah. Similarly, there's a machlokas achronim. What's a din if you have kavana shelo latzitz? Shalol attire. A woman goes to the mikvah and she has kavanah not to become tahara. What happens? So, there's actually a similar machlokas in regard to mitzvahs. Let's say a person picks up lulav and they have kavanah not to be yotze. So the machlokas we've shown him, Tosfos in Sukkah Lamed Tes assumes you're not yotze, but Rabbeinu Peretz in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz Pesachim Daf Zayin assumes you are yotze. But again, it might be a different issue, like Ramban pointed out. So let's assume it's a local tefillah issue. What's the din? If a woman goes to the mikvah, kavara shalol atayr. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simon Gimel of Yoredeya, Os Beis, he says, it's Parshat that she's tahora. He's a little bit nervous to fast in the little maisa, but he's a starachin, but he says, it's far, it's Parshat that she's tahora. She went to the mikvah. Who cares what she's thinking? But the Darki Tshuva in Simon Reish, Sivkat Ndalad, quotes Zachronim, we say that no, she's taka tmeya. He quotes a chikrei lev. He brings the eitzah. He says, women who go to the mikvah, who are tovel twice in the mikvah, shev kavana shalolotze, it's the first tefillah. In order to be yotze kaladeya, she has chumra. Okay. So what's this machlokas based on? Why should kavana shalolotahir work or not work by mikvah? So I thought you can connect it to the same question. If tefillah is rechitza by definition, so you might say, it's rechitza. What do you mean? Even if by mitzvah, kavana shalolotze, it works. But here she went to the mikvah, she was rochet, so of course she's tahor. Or you could say the exact opposite. You could say tzfaras hafuchas. You could say that precisely because tefillah is just rechitza, so kavana is more important because kavana distinguishes it from regular rechitza. I mean, it's a little bit subtle, but you could say that exactly. You could say the tzfaras hafuchas.
Why would that be true then? If it's just the mitzvah based on the garment pulled off the bridge,
right?
And you don't need kavana there. I mean, she gets out of the water. She then asks the shayim and say, did the image of a total, and therefore you're fine. So when she has anti-karana, then it shouldn't, or negative karana, it shouldn't make a difference.
Right, well, according to Rav Yonasan ben Yosef, you require positive karana, right? She has to have karana. She fell off the according to Rav Yonasan.
He would be the man, but he would be like the part of the...
Yeah, so you could, again, if you want to say the svara according to all dayas, which may be too much of a chiddush, but you could theoretically sustain the svara in all dayas. You could just have to have svara sefuchos, which is something you don't really want to say, but you could say. Okay. So again, this is another area where I think the idea of tefillah being rechitza comes up very clearly, that the kavana lirchots is kavana litvol, certainly within Shitas Rabbanan, maybe according to Rav Nosson or Rav Yosef as well, but I think this is another area that this yisod comes out. The last area I want to discuss is the question of chatzitza by tefillah. Right? Is it possible that the fact that you can't have a chatzitza by tefillah is an expression of the fact that tefillah is rechitza? Right? Tefillah is rechitza. So it has to be rechitza b'nekiyas. Right? We know that the source to expand dinei chatzitza from zav to zava in the sifra is found in the limud of rechitza b'nekiyas. Right? The Torah's Kohanim writes in Parashat Vitzora, Parashat Gimel, Pasuk Vav, Perek Vav Os Tes. So it says, "V'rochetzu b'mayim v'tamu ad arev, hikish rechitza, sal rechitza, so ma rechitza, so b'nekiyos, af rechitza, so b'nekiyos." So again, tefillah without a chatzitza is called tefillah b'nekiyos. Why is it called tefillah b'nekiyos? Maybe because we're talking about rechitza, right? It's rechitza b'nekiyos. That's what it's called, rechitza b'nekiyos. So it's interesting. The Gemara B'Kama Pei Beis Amud Aleph says there's a chiyuv midoraisa to check your body before you go to the mikvah. So chiyuv midoraisa. The Gemara says like this: Baba Kama Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about the Ezra's takana of chafifa. The Gemara says no. Doraisa liyuna liyune dilma mikter inami mos midi mishum chatzitza. Asa iu. Then Ezra came v'tigin chafifa. So Ezra's low level takana, but midoraisa there's already a some type of chafifa of iu and ba'alma. You have to check on a doraisa level. Now the Rishonim debate what the nature of this checking is. Some Rishonim learn that you have to look. You have to look at your body. Midrash, you have a chiv to look at your body before you go to the mikvah. The Ritzvah, for example, in Nida, Samach Vav, on Beis, writes the following. Nimtzis Lamei, Shedin Tara, La'ayin Ha'isha, Kol Gufa, Bein Makom Seyar, Bein B'Shar Makomas, B'yune B'yama. A woman has to check her whole body. That's interesting. You have to check your whole body, right? Not just rove your body. You have to check your whole body, even though a chatzitza is only miut, only rove ha'makbit. It is a chiyuv midrash to check your whole body before you go to the mikvah. The Tosfos Rid Der Malkama assumes that the chiyuv midrash is to comb your hair. It's a chiyuv midrash. And the Ravid in Bali Nefesh and Sharat Tefillah, Dinei Chafifa, assumes that there's a chiyuv ilan midrash that includes a chiyuv to wash. You don't have to just look, you have to wash yourself. The Rishonim seems to have understood that the Ravid assumed this is ma'akev, but it's beforehand the Ravid, it's not ma'akev. The footnote there of Buchwald points out. But either way, there's a part of the chiyuv deraisa, which is only lechatchila, which is very strange. It's a chiyuv lechatchila, a deraisa level to wash yourself. Very fascinating. But what are you looking for? Right? What are you looking for? Bidaraisa, only rov hamakbid is chotei. So some say, oh, you're looking to see if you're rov hamakbid. It doesn't sound like that. Why would you have a chiyuv to look at your whole body to see if you're rov hamakbid? It's pretty obvious if you're rov hamakbid. It's hard to miss. You have to check if you're hamakbid. Okay. So the footnote in the Ritzvah, or in the Rashi, excuse me, instead of Cook, in Simon Yeral, at the back, he has some simanim. So he quotes a Bide Yeshe, who claims that the Dini Chatzitza only applies, the heter of Miut Hamak, Sheino Makbir, or even Miut Hamakbir, the heter on a Dreisel level only applies if it's Mechuzak Lagufa. But if it's like falling off, so it's a Chatzitza on a Dreisel level, even if it's a Miut, because he says that the whole svara is based on Rashi, that it becomes batal to your guf, and it can't become batal to your guf if it's a small, little chatzit that's not really muhudak, it's not really, you know, glued to your guf. But if it's moneya biyazmaim, it's a problem of chatzit. So that's what you're looking for. You're looking to see if there's anything that's somehow semi-attached to your body, because that'll be a problem of the daisy level. It's a bit kiddish, but that's what he claims. I mean, it's also, it's kind of against the Gemara, because the Gemara says you're looking for a chatzitza, right? And according to him, it's not even, this is not a chatzitza. This is a din of bias mayim. It's not a din of chatzitza. Okay. And the question is, so why are you looking? What's the point? So the Chachos Adam says in Klal Kuf Chav, says, "V'chol daver shu b'cheskas toma ina yotzi b'cheskasa ela al yedei bedika. Tfikach min atara tzricha isha livdak. V'la ayin v'sar." There's a special chiyuv to be bodeg. And similarly, the Rabbi Yosef Engel in Beis HaOtzar, Chelek Beis, Klal Yud Beis, writes that there's always a chiyuv bedika whenever there's a makom sheshchiach, you know, if there's a problem with shchiach, shchika, etc., there's a chiyuv iyun midoraisa. So all these things are pretty mechudish. What I wanted to suggest is that if you assume that tefillah is rechitza, so it makes good sense you have to be ma'ayin, because rechitza is, well, how do you take a bath? You wash yourself, you check to see, you cleanse yourself. So it makes sense, potentially, that if tefillah is rechitza, that's why there's a chiyuv iyun midoraisa to somehow ensure that your rechitza is going to really be accomplished what it's supposed to accomplish. It'll be rechitza minikiyos, as the Sifra says. And that's what Gemara says, Gemara v'kama, dilma mikter inami mo'os midi. You have to make sure there's no mo'os midi. There's nothing disgusting. You have to be clean. Obviously, if you go to a mikveh, you know, one of the mikvehs, you know, Erev Kippur, and it's black, you know, it's still, even if you get dirty, more dirty when you come out of the mikveh, you know, it doesn't bother me. Halachically, it's a maisa rechitza. You know, it could be that you chose the wrong mikveh, you know, because, but halachically, it's a maisa rechitza. And just conclude that there are a number of other halachas in Hilchas Chatzitza, I think, might point in this direction. The Gemara says in Nida on Samach Vavam Beis, La'olam Yomad Adam Besoch Beiso, Shetia Isha Medicha Beis Kimateha B'mayim. A woman has to make sure that she's clean, all her folds, she has to make sure that she's clean, and she's Mediach, she washes those areas with water. So the Pashas is talking about before the Tzvila. And that's what the Raman writes in Hilchos Mikvos. So the Raman Perek Tes Halacha Yud LaOlam Yomad Adam B'Soch Beisah Shtei Isha Medicha Kimateh Beisah Starim Shela B'Shas Chafifa. Namely, before the Tefillah. If you look at the Rif in Shavuos and above, he goes differently. He quotes the Din of Rava, but he says B'Shas Tefillah. You have to be Mediach B'Shas Tefillah, right? So it sounds like you're doing it when you're in the mikveh. And you could say it's lavdavka, but the Ravid didn't assume that way. He brings this din in shar tefila, in dinei chatzitza, as opposed to bringing in shar chafifa. He has a din of chafifa in one area. He doesn't bring in the dinei chafifa. He's bringing it in the shar tefila in dinei chatzitza. So you have to be diach. It sounds like you have to actually, you have to, well, when you're in the mikveh, you have to somehow rub yourself and wash yourself in the mikveh. So the Raman also like sounds like that. The Raman al-Torah in Vayikra Tesvav Yud Aleph writes, the actual tefillah has to be b'shifshuf. You have to somehow move around in the mikveh. That's what it sounds like. I don't think we assume it like this halacha, but this daya assumes that the actual tefillah has to be a one with shifshuf to somehow be meisir chatzitza. And lastly, I just want to discuss this fascinating minhag that developed. You know. From the time we showed him to the makbid on all chatzitzos, right? Women make themselves, not in halacha, they make themselves a little bit crazy, trying to get rid of every single chatzitz. And that's the halacha. In the chatzchila, we assume that you have to get rid of every chatzitz. It's brought down in the Sefer Truma. The lashon is, afilu mitztair im yaser ageled mi'al maka. I mean, it's going to hurt her to take off this scab. Of buas or shkin, dait lahaisa, dait lahasir, vikare inamaki, it's inamaki. We call them regulus lahasir, that's the minhag of nashim, lahasir akol, they take off everything. Or yamti machi, srape, vyachal lahasir bakal. Or she should wait until the scab heals and then she can take it off more easily. Right? And he quotes from his Rebbe, this idea from the tshuva of his Rebbe, that this is the minhag. And this is the halacha, we assume women have to take care of all chatzitos. The question is why? So you could say this is a chumrah, you know, atu makpid, atu rubo, you know, we're worried that maybe a woman who starts being mekel and mute in a makpid, maybe she'll be mekel by accident by mute or makpid, or by rubo she'enu makpid. It's probably less likely, but okay. It's a gezeira. It's a minhag nashim lahachmir, you know, mishum gezeira. If you look at the Meiri in his Chidushim and Erevin in the Aftalam and Beis, he has two other hezberim. One day is from the Gaonim. The Gaonim thought that the din of rubo and miyuto isn't totally in the person's body or the person's hair, but it's every aver. So if you have a finger, so if most of your finger has a chatzitza, it's makbid, it's a chatzitza d'oraisa. And if you have most of your finger has a chatzitza, ain't a makbid, it's a chatzitza d'rabbanan. So according to the Gaonim, it makes good sense that woman should be machmir, because depending on how you define your aver, it's very possible a woman will have a chatzitza and rove one of aver avarim, right? I'm not sure, let's see, is there your aver? I'm not sure how you define an aver for these purposes, but potentially it's not so uncommon, or let's see, your pinky. If you have a chatzitza on half your pinky, it's a chatzitza d'oraisa. That's one daya he brings. And then the Miri writes a second daya, Islan l'meimar, his own chiddush, b'hai chumros, deka machmir and hashta. Why are people so machmir? V'chaim yitzvilos. To be stoma kule alma makpidi, v'chomash efshar d'take. Afilu havi miyut kigon kshira seyaras echad echad. So it says the Meiri that women are very makbir on things, right? So what you could understand him as saying that the reality is women are just always makbir. People are, they want to be clean. Okay, could be. But the way the Madir, who wrote the footnotes there, assumes it, the Meiri to be saying, says, shikule alma rotim litvo behidr, komash efshar, umeyla chashivi kemakbir. Because the women know that there's this minhag, it's kind of circular. Because our minhag developed to be tovel behidur, so mainly they're makbid. So once they're makbid, so it's taka problem. Everything is mir habakbid. either not machmir? No, they're machmir because of the minhag. So this is a big question, you know, in general halacha. Does the halacha itself create a situation of machmir? When I say machmir, am I machmir because of the halacha, or am I machmir because of machmir? Right? So Rav Chanan assumed that we don't care about what the halacha says, we care about whether or not you're machmir. So, he had discussed a fascinating question. Why is it that every tefillah, every chatzitza midrabanan of rubo she'eino makbid isn't a chatzitza deraisa? Why shouldn't it be a chatzitza deraisa? Says Rav Chanan, and others have asked this question before, isn't there a chiyuv midrabanan to get rid of all chatzitza, to get rid of rubo she'eino makbid? So once there's a chiyuv midrabanan to get rid of rubo she'eino makbid, so you're makbid because you want to get rid of it because of the midrabanan. So now it becomes rubo ha-makbid because you're makbid on it, midrabanan, now it's a chatzitza deraisa. So again, the question that was Rukhanan discusses in his Asafas to Chavis Aras was valid, is why isn't a chatzitza of rubo she'eino makbid really a chatzitza deraisa? Because there's no such thing as eino makbid. You're makbid on a drabanan level. If you're makbid on a drabanan level, she'eino makbid. So now it becomes rubo ha-makbid, and she becomes chatzitza deraisa. So Rukhanan's answer to this question is that we don't care about the halacha. You're not makbid. You're only makbid because of the halacha. That's irrelevant. And he quotes Rishonim to that effect. The Meiri apparently didn't learn this way. The Meiri assumed that if you're makbid, even though it's stemming from halacha, that's called a hakbada. So these are different explanations. Why are women so machmir? Either because it's a gezeira, you know, you never know if you are, you aren't machmir, or it's because they're choshesh for the ga'onim, rubo shel ever, or the Meiri's understanding that this somehow, it seems to be a circular development, but the woman became machmir, and therefore it's always machmir. But I thought to suggest that maybe if tefillah is really a expression of ruchitza, a form of ruchitza, so it makes sense that we want to do it in the most optimal way. Meaning, the minhag didn't just sprout out of nowhere, but the minhag itself is expression to the halachic reality that tefillah is ruchitza. And because tefillah is ruchitza, if you're roches, you want to be roches well. So it's not necessary. The minhag nashim isn't that it's necessary to do it. The minhag nashim is it's almost like a kiyum, as it were, in the tefillah. A kiyum of tefillah is being roches properly. Mamish getting clean, you know, squeaky clean, you know, behind your ears, you know, etc. So that's what I wanted to suggest in terms of this minhag nashim. So the case of what we saw here is that it's possible that the definition of tefillah, you know, as the Torah Shel Chasav has it, you know, rechitza, has, you know, halachic significance. And we discussed the question of tefillah of davar yavesh. Chasam says you can't do tefillah of davar yavesh, has to be rechitza. We discussed the question of tefillah ka'achas. Is it so posh that you need tefillah ka'achas in a mayan, or even when you do need it, is it possible to still rechitza? And then we discussed the question of kavana. Is kavana lirchot really the same as kavana litbol? You know, according to the sugya in Chulun Nefam and Aleph. And lastly, we discussed the question of chatzitzas. Is the whole all dini chatzitza possibly an expression of the fact that tefillah is really a form of ruchitza and therefore has to be done, you know, binikiyas, as the Sifra says, ruchitza binikiyas, tefillah without chatzitza. Okay.